Live. It is the live Saturday edition wherein you can take control of the airwaves, and you can do it all week long, too. We do this show six nights a week. And if you don't get the weekday program, head on over to freetalklive.com. You can download it there. And if you're only listening to this on the radio on Saturday nights, you can also call your local talk station, tell them thanks, first of all, for airing the Saturday show, and then ask them real nice like for the weekday show. So, again, our website, freetalklive.com, our phone number, 800-259-9231. We will take your calls about anything. We go to Vermont's WKVT. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom, in Vermont. Did we lose Tom? Tom going once?
I don't know. I just heard a crash.
There you go. That's what it always sounds like when somebody gets picked up on the radio. I don't know why they do that. I don't know what the phone hybrids, the technology is, why they have to go before you get on the air. But that's just how it is. That's
the
signal.
NSA.
I don't think so. That's the signal just letting you know you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, over here in Brattleboro, we used to have a pirate station. For many, many years, you might have even been able to get it up in Keene.
I heard about it. When did they go off the air?
I've been here about 5 years, and it was just about then they got raided.
Didn't they try to go legal?
They are legal.
They are legal now.
They were not legal. They ran for a long, long time under the radar. Nobody really seemed to bother them, and all of a sudden the feds came down like gangbusters. I don't know the real story, but the guy who runs the hemp store here called Save the Corporations from Themselves,
yeah,
he was involved in it. He could tell you everything about it, I'm sure. As far as I know, they confiscated equipment and, and generally acted like Gestapo.
Yeah.
And closed it down. But the community rallied mm-hmm. and decided to go about it the legal way, and now it operates as WVEW. It's a low-power AM station, FM station, sorry. And you can only get it in a limited area because it's low power, but it's a good station. It's truly community radio.
You know, I think it's an interesting story that, you know, they were operating for so long and they built up so much appreciation amongst the members of the community there that once the FCC came and swooped in, that people stood beside them and they said, hey, we actually like this station. What are you thugs doing here? You know, it's kind of interesting. Mark, you and I were over there at the WKVT just kind of because it's in the area. We live in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's just right across the river. So we went over there to meet the station manager and Peter Case, and he was telling us that didn't he tell us that they actually offered the pirates their equipment?
Like yeah, but they wouldn't take the equipment because
it's tainted by
Sega is a multi-state corporation. It's they're terrible.
Right. So I thought it was very interesting that the existing radio corporation in the area was actually offering to help out the competition. It was very cool.
Well, KVT is a pretty benevolent corporation, community minded.
We like them. They added Free Talk Live, so obviously
that's all it takes for us to like them.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call.
I might add this because it's pertinent. Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock on the River Garden at Main Street.
No, it's not pertinent. It's not pertinent to anybody else in the rest of the country.
I don't think we'll be drawing people in from Tampa.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, for the call.
Because it's a fundraiser.
You can email us about it if you want. You can email us. Thank you, Tom. We got to let you go. We can't really spend airtime promoting local events. It just doesn't make sense to people halfway across the country. All right,
I hear Winchester's got its pickle festival coming up.
Let's talk to Mike listening in Watertown to WTNY. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, hello, fellas. Greetings from Watertown, New York. I just want to let your listeners in on some of the shortwave pirate gear or even FM radio broadcast gear. The FM gear could be had on one of the major auction sites. They sell the transmitters, the amplifiers, and the external antennas. You could get the whole enchilada for under $100, actually, to get on the air.
I'd be a little concerned about paying that little amount of money for equipment because I'd be concerned it doesn't have the right kind of filtering.
If you get a chance, look into that. And also for those that are into a shortwave broadcast, one of the main frequencies is 6925 kilohertz. 6925.
Now this is interesting because I've actually, before I was in the actual radio business, I was kind of obsessed with pirate radio and I had a shortwave radio, but I had actually tuned in around the 669, for me it was 6955. And I found a pirate there. So there's a certain little spectrum of the shortwave band where the pirates are known to operate. So if you listen there long enough, you will likely find one of them. But who really has short waves these days? I mean, so what's are you imitating?
That's my short wave sound. It's just such an awful thing to listen to.
Right. Who has a short wave radio these days? To where why would you think it'd even be worthwhile to broadcast on a short wave frequency?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Any amateur, any ham radio can either do it out of the box or a simple clip of the dial, and you're on 6925. A tabletop receiver from Radio Shack or Sony, anything that gets upper sideband, it either has to get upper sideband or have what they call a beat frequency oscillator, a VFO, that allows you to tune into sideband. But it used to be 6955, it is now 6925. They even have websites, FRN.com, freeradionetwork.com. There's a whole underground out there worldwide on 6925,
I guess,
especially
that's
on the holidays.
That's the sell, right, is that it's worldwide, is that you can if you were going to do something on shortwave, that it could be picked up literally around the world. Is that kind of the selling point? Because it doesn't seem like there would be that many ears listening in any local area to shortwave.
If you go to FRN.com, they'll list the stations that they do here. Now, I do hear stations out of Europe quite frequently, and I hear stations out of the Wyoming area that are pounding the East Coast here. So there's a lot of big stations on 6925.
What kind of stuff do you hear? Is it mostly music shows or what?
There are comedy shows. There are rebroadcasts from, like, Johnny Carson. There's rock. There's heavy metal. There's old Dr. Demento shows. It's pretty much whatever the announcer slash DJ decides, what type of program he decides to put together.
Now, it's been a while since I've looked at the shortwave pirate radio scene, but how often did the shortwave pirates get raided?
They're rated pretty much either annually or biannually there, and actually weekly, according to some of their websites. There are a few big guns out there that are always within the top five. But it's a pretty neat hobby, and you don't need a bunch of gear to get into it there.
Have in the studio, and Mark, I think you've seen this, I've got a bumper sticker that I got from the station that I picked up back when I was listening on shortwave, because I'm just a total radio geek, which is why I had a shortwave radio. But back when I was listening on shortwave, and I heard a station called Whack Radio, and the guy was actually giving out a toll-free number. So you can call.
They have toll-free numbers. They have mail drops. They have
I was amazed by it. That you would, you know, that somebody would give out some sort of identifying number like that. But I called the number, and he sent me a free bumper sticker, which was way cool.
Oh, if you go to their website, they'll announce their website or their email address. You go there and fill in a confirmation. They'll send you a copy of the recording of the tape.
Wow, that's crazy. So,
Mike,
they didn't have websites back when I was listening.
So it's a pretty neat hobby. 6925 upper sideband is the big one.
Mike, you say that these pirates are getting raided often, at least annually and sometimes weekly. How come I assume the FCC is the one who's rating them? First off, who's listening? Why do they care? Why are they rating them? Why do the pirates that are on the regular AM FM band, why do they go on for years and years without getting raided? I don't understand.
Shortwave pirates are a whole different breed. The FM pirates, they're more like, you guys mentioned earlier, community broadcasters or community minded, not so much, worldwide or dependent on DX signals there. The people that do rate the shortwave pirates are some of the pirates themselves.
Rate? Okay, I asked you about raids, police raids.
Rate. R-A-T-E, I'm sorry.
No. Does anybody get raided in the shortwave world? Because it's like, who would care, right? If they're on 6955, they're not even close to possibly being able to interfere with somebody.
Well, when the FCC gets bored, they do raid them. They raided a crystal ship off the coast of Florida not too many years ago, and there's a bust here and there. Radio Free Berkeley gets shut down all the time, and they turn around and fire back up. So there are busts, but there's just simply too many of them out there to shut down. As soon as one gets shut down, two more pop up.
And so what was the website that you were plugging?
FRN.com, which stands for Free Radio Network, or you can search for ACE, which is the Association of Clandestine Enthusiasts.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. Appreciate the info tonight.
Certainly enthusiasts.
And 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Edition.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, the live Saturday edition. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, and those features include the archives, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We give it all away at freetalklive.com.
If you're going to own a handgun, it's really important that you know how to use it, and your family knows how to use it. The Millionaire Patriot wants you to be to get these 5 days of firearms training that he has waiting for you, and it's all for pennies on the dollar. If you act fast, he'll even give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun today. This training exceeds the levels of law enforcement and military standards, and without all the boot camp mentality. It's frontsight.com.
As we continue here, taking your phone calls about whatever you want, it's Steve listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hey, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling about when you were talking about the Constitution.
Yes, sir.
I do believe in the Constitution. It doesn't really sound like you guys do. I'm not too sure. I agree with a lot of things you say. I've been listening to y'all for a while.
Before you go on, when you say you believe in the Constitution,
yeah, it sounds like the Bible.
What does that mean?
I believe in the basic foundation of the Constitution. I believe in what it stands for. I believe in what it means.
You mean like you believe in freedom and liberty and those ideas?
Right.
I believe in those things too.
A lot of people like to put it out now as a living, breathing document. It's what it is. It's a document.
Well, now, wait,
documents don't live
breathing.
In...
It's,
Look, I agree with you there. I definitely agree with you. And I used to be one of those constitutional guys, right?
The problem is that it seems to me is people pervert it.
Right, but that's the problem, man. That's the issue, though. The Constitution that you love so dearly, and I understand... is in fact a document that supports itself with basically those nine guys in dresses, those nine people in dresses. I guess there's some women involved there in the Supreme Court. What you think the Constitution says, although it's written in plain English and anybody can understand that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That's my point right there.
But the document says that, dude.
I'm not a how do I say it? I'm not one of these conformist Christians who. You know, we're trying to find the right sect or whatever. I believe in the Bible wholeheartedly. I believe in the words in the Bible, much like the Constitution. I believe in the words of the Constitution. I don't believe in what these people's ideologies are, whatever the current fad is, whatever people think we want. I believe it's what it is. It was put into place, you know, one, the freedom of speech was the first thing they put in. Second thing they put in, was your right to protect yourself, but not just the right to protect yourself.
The point
the right
that I'm
to protect,
see, the point that I'm trying to make here that
those,
you're missing.
Steve, we know, man. We've got the Bill of Rights right here.
I can read it out loud for you. I understand it backwards and forwards. However, the point I'm trying to make to you is what I think about the Constitution and what you think about the Constitution don't matter a cup full of spit. Because the document itself says that the only people that get to interpret it are the judges of the Supreme Court. What you think it says doesn't matter because the document itself says it doesn't matter. The document is, I mean, it's entirely flawed, man.
But that was put in after the Constitution was created, years after.
What was
it? No, it wasn't.
The Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court is new?
No, it's not. No, I'm not saying that. It's much like when they put in the clause that for Congress to print coinage and control commerce. Well, now they're utilizing that to put things in like the health care, saying it is constitutional because it helps commerce. But it doesn't. They're perverting words that were put in there.
Steve, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm not moving to New Hampshire. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cold up there.
See, I'm sorry. The guys at Valley Forge. The guys who died at Valley Forge, Steve.
I'm consistently talking to people. A buddy of mine. We were discussing it, and I turned him on to the Cloward-Piven theory.
I don't know what that is.
Showing them that.
So you're talking to people, and what do you expect that will lead to?
Hopefully, to open their mind more.
And then like, what?
A lot of people who supported certain people, whether it was past election, McCain or Obama.
So
neither one of these guys are the right guys for us.
Okay, I'll agree with you there, but I don't think any of them.
Convince people it's okay to throw away your vote, because I think most people want to throw away their vote. They're too afraid to throw away their vote.
So you
and I don't mean throw away your vote in a bad way. I mean throw away your vote in a positive way.
So, like voting for a third party?
Who I think doesn't have a personal agenda, only has America's interest at heart.
Steve, you're never going to get it. You're
I know.
Never,
that's what,
ever,
that's what's so,
ever
that's
gonna
what's
get
so
it.
That's what's so sad. It's actually caused not a physical depression, but it has caused a depression just to where it makes me think that. I mean, it's almost to the point to where I just want to, you know,
Steve,
go find my own hole, you know?
I felt the very, very same way when I lived in Sarasota, Florida. When I moved up here to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, where it's too cold, and I understand, dude, I was born in Sarasota, Florida.
Well, my wife's from up there, so it's, they know exactly where y'all are at.
I don't feel that way at all. I'm surrounded by people who believe in liberty. New Hampshire is the freest state of the union. There's no income tax, just like Florida. There's no sales tax.
But you have high property tax, so it all equates the same.
Well, the burden is the lowest tax burden in the whole country.
It's the lowest tax burden in the nation per taxpayer.
Sorry, dude. Hey, look, Steve, one more thing for you.
Taxes as far as...
One more thing for you, Steve. That's all
right. Steve,
we know you like it where you are.
Right,
so
it's fine to stay in nice warm Florida. But like I said,
Texas,
dude, you're never going to get nothing when it comes to liberty. Be depressed.
Right.
Have fun, man.
Hey, Steve, one more thing for you. The Constitution,
yes,
I understand that you believe that it's all about liberty and all that. But really, if you start looking at the Constitution, you can find all kinds of manner of contradictions. I mean, if it was about liberty, why did they create a government? I mean, the government violates liberty in the first place in order to exist. Plus, they even acknowledge slavery. They call black people three-fifths of a man in the Constitution. So, I mean, the Constitution is not a perfect document. And as Lysander Spooner said, it's either authorized the current
society or... Well, at the time, though, you know, slavery is a real touchy subject, especially, you know, talking with my wife and then myself being from the South and getting my perverted history from the South. And then, you know, he who wins the war gets to dictate history. And I have my own perverted history of what's happened. I mean, my wife has uncovered a lot of things and showed me a lot of things that I didn't know, but she showed me actual newspaper articles. I mean, the reason why they counted three-fifths, it was really unfair to count a southern population as full when those citizens were not actual citizens.
What? They were
slaves. I know what you're saying.
They,
I believe
dude,
it wholeheartedly.
The Constitution of the United States...
Not, you know,
it didn't say it.
Thank you, Steve, for the call. Appreciate it.
The Constitution of the United States, although it didn't say it, did not prohibit the owning of other people. Yes, I understand why they counted slaves as three-fifths of the people as far as three-fifths of a person as far as voting goes. But, I mean, they couldn't vote anyway. But the Constitution existed for nearly 100 years while people owned other individuals here in the United States. This shows how people understood freedom at the time, and I don't find that acceptable.
No. It was compromised right from the very beginning. You had people like Alexander Hamilton in there advocating for a powerful central state, and they got a lot of what they wanted, the general welfare clause and all kinds of other things that are just a Pandora's box for expansion of the state.
It's a fine document, but please don't hold it up with religious value, because it doesn't deserve it.
And plus, you're never going to get it back anyway, because the federal government's going to crash and burn before you ever have a chance to do that. More coming up here. You can take control, bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Can't happen soon enough.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have our live streams, a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, even Free Talk Live listen lines. You can get details on how to dial long distance from any phone and listen to Free Talk Live anytime, 24 hours a day. It's all there at listen.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
How'd you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved ones with the stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? I don't know about you, but my wife's a little reticent when it comes to the area of handguns. I've made a little progress with her, but I don't really trust her to carry one with her. And at my house specifically, we can't have one, but we can have this. It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand already, because it's a flashlight. Unlike other weapons, there's no expectation from the perpetrator that you have a weapon. The Tiger Light. It's the Tiger Light. Go get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. There's a Christmas special right now. It's tiger.freetalklive.com, and I recommend you get the charging unit to come with it. It makes life a heck of a lot easier.
Now, Mark, I know that you're frustrated by Steve in Tallahassee.
I am.
And I think that we need to get a little bit of perspective here for a moment. Now, we just talked with Steve, and I think Steve is in a similar place where you might have been in the past, Mark.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to completely jump down his
throat. Yeah, I was jumping down his throat.
It's not fair to completely jump down his throat, but at the same time, I understand your frustration because you're hearing yourself likely in Steve. And Steve,
well, I'm hearing a person who says they believe in liberty, says they believe in, you know, the liberties that the Constitution values and all that good stuff, but and he knows that there's nothing that can be done at any on any level at the federal level for regaining the Constitution. However, he's not willing to move to New Hampshire because it's cold. Well, I'm surprised we have heaters here, and we don't hang out a heck of a lot unless you're skiing or ice skating or doing whatever in the winter months. In the same way that you don't hang out outside in August in Florida. I know what it was like there. It was stifling. And granted, I will grant you, you don't have to shovel sunshine. But and certainly, I wasn't. The weather isn't the reason I moved to New Hampshire. The reason I moved to New Hampshire was for liberty. If you believe in liberty,
for the activism.
I think that you should get your butt up here because otherwise, if it is all it takes for tyranny to thrive, Steve, and for liberties to die, is for good men to do nothing.
Well, don't. He's talking to people.
People have been talking to people for right. decades. Lysander Spooner talked to people.
That's just it, though, Mark.
It was more than a century ago.
The frustration is that we wish, and I share the frustration. The frustration is that we, as people who have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, we wish there were more of us. We wish there were more of us here sooner rather than later. We wish there were thousands of people that have already made the move rather than just hundreds of people that have already made the move. And eventually there will be. And
there may very well be thousands here, but they aren't tracked.
I wouldn't say there is, because if there were that many people here and doing something, then there would be significant change.
Certainly.
But, you know, it frustrates us because we see a country full of 300 million people and a world full of billions of people, and we know that some of them must really love the idea of freedom. And, of course, many of them have never heard of the Free State Project. And so when we talk about these ideas, when we talk about freedom, and then we mention the Free State Project as a solution, we think to ourselves, gosh, this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't somebody who's in Steve's position, who allegedly understands the ideas of freedom and values those ideas, why wouldn't somebody like him just say, wow, what a great idea? All right. You know, I mean, not to expect that they're just going to pack up and move right away. It takes time. You've got things, you know.
All you have to do is sign up, and right. then once they get to 20,000, they're at 10,000 right now, then you are, you know, you're
that's the
dedicated.
Standard agreement. You can actually sign up to move anytime you want.
There's
to.
All kinds of stuff,
there are
yeah.
different triggers and things like that at freestateproject.org. But it frustrates us because we wish that other people were in the same place we are today. And they're not. Most people aren't. Most people aren't activists. They don't consider themselves activists. They wouldn't know where to begin when it comes to getting active. Of course, it's really easy when you're here in New Hampshire. There's lots of stuff going on everywhere, and you just show up and plug yourself in. It's that easy to get involved. But you have to have such a value for liberty and a desire and a burning love and lust for liberty in order to actually pick up your life and make the move. And most people just aren't there. They still believe that there's a chance where they are. They still believe that there's a chance that if they just talk to enough people and open enough eyes that all of us or elect the right
people.
Hand
enough books out.
Right, or elect the or DVDs or whatever, and or if they just elect the right person, that'll change it. That the tide will turn. That the Titanic will no longer be heading toward the iceberg. That if they can just do what they're doing now, slightly differently where they are, that they can make it happen. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not likely to occur the way you are fantasizing it. If you believe that you're in, if you're in Florida or California or something like that, and you think that you're going to achieve liberty where you are, you have not assessed the situation. You have not consciously taken an honest look at what is happening around you.
Right. They're electing Republicans in Florida. How's that going?
They've been doing that for a long time.
Right. Republicans, not the path to liberty.
No, nope.
Sorry.
Well, what about the Libertarian Party? They, they're down there too.
But and who have they gotten elected in Florida? Sorry,
nope.
These election laws are set up against third parties. I'm not saying that you can't get some liberty loving individuals in either the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. We've got them both here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true. The whole Republican Liberty Caucus is run by pretty much Liberty.
And the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has a Democrat sitting on the as the political director. So
yeah.
It's absolutely being done. And I think it has to be done through the parties that exist because of the laws that are passed in every state, including New Hampshire's. I'm not saying that New Hampshire is a shining beacon of liberty. However, we've got the best chance here, and we have the only chance here. whatever it is you think that you're going to do to make liberty happen, I'm highly skeptical. There are some places where I'm kind of impressed with what they're doing.
Phoenix, I like the Freedom's Phoenix guys.
I think they're spinning their wheels, but I like them.
They're fun when it's fun to watch them spin their wheels. They do the little camera fraud things over in their YouTube channel at freedomsphoenix.com. It's an interesting site. But I think those folks would be a lot more effective here in New Hampshire because then they'd be backed up with hundreds of other people that would agree with them and also get active. So if you're where Steve is, if you're somebody who thinks, yeah, liberty, great idea, but I kind of like where I live. And I like my job, and I like my career, and my family's here. And that's cool. You know, if you've got reasons to stay where you are, stay right where you are.
Right, but stop bothering your friends and neighbors about the ideas of liberty.
Why?
Because it's just a waste of their time and yours. I mean, you're frustrating people. You know, you're frustrating yourself. Stick your head in the sand. Quit. Get it out.
There are lots of bread and circuses you can distract yourself with.
Right. I mean, it's kind of how I feel. I admit I'm not being very nice now, Ian, but that's how I feel. You know, wasting your time, you might as well waste your time and be happy instead of wasting your time and be upset.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Daniel in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Yes, it was a beautiful day in New Hampshire today, actually.
It's been a wonderful fall. There was one week where it was like wintertime, and then the rest of fall has been stunning.
Yeah, around the King Freedom Fest, that was about wintertime, and then every other day has been fine. Anyway, so I want to talk about the plague, and I want to talk to Mark. And this is something that I think, Mark, about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, a long time ago, you were talking about Ian not standing for the pledge or somebody not standing for the pledge, and you seem to be a bit critical of that.
I think that there's times and places to use one's activism. I think that, you know, not standing for the pledge at times makes sense. I think that other times that you should just stand and be quiet and, you know, just let the other people do their little religious thing in front of the flag.
Okay. Well, that's what I called about. I've been standing and being quiet. Sitting kind of draws attention to the whole thing.
It does.
But if I'd stand and be quiet and nobody says anything, I don't even know if anybody notices.
I suspect not.
And so... So I think that's a good compromise. I stand out of respect for the people in the room, and I keep my mouth shut for my own dignity.
Thank you for the call, Daniel. As long as you can live with yourself, that's what the most important thing is. 800-259-9231. That's the SIGL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. You could also try doing the Roman salute to the pledge as well and see if that's sets anybody off. Because that was the original salute to the flag. Did you know that? More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. We'll try to sneak your call in here in the remaining moments at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
That number, again, brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you can help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. It is the holiday shopping season. Why bother going to the malls and the discount stores and waiting in the lines and dealing with the traffic and the parking lots when you can just do your shopping online at amazon.freetalklive.com? Dozens of categories. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of brand new items, as well as used items. Now, you don't get the Free Super Saver shipping on the used items, but if you need to save a few extra bucks, used can be the way that you can go on Amazon. Lots to do, lots to buy. You can pretty much buy everything that you want at amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut when you enter that through that link. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Long time no holler, huh?
Hey. Jeremy, formerly of Montana.
Yeah, I was. You guys heard about KGEZ, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a former affiliate. They ended up going bankrupt through a lawsuit.
Well, I guess he's a... Rumor is, you know how those go, though. He's supposed to be maybe back on the air next month. But I'm up here now. I'm just thankful for the internet that I can still... listen to you guys. And
so
things,
you got internets up there in Alaska, huh? That's good.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I was at a camp for a while, and they didn't have it there, but I had to entertain myself with shooting non-lethal grenades at bears, keeping them away from the dumpsters, so that was kind of fun. But.
Sounds like a good time. Now, Alaska's an interesting place. It was actually one of the 10 states that were the options for the Free State Project, and I believe it came in third place. So
it would probably be a good place for it. It rains a lot here in the southeast where I'm at, but I bought a 35-foot cabin cruiser, and I wanted to invite you guys up for fishing sometime.
Well, we don't get out of the studio much, since Free Talk Live's big shtick is that we do live shows.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do them there. But I'll tell you what, it's gosh darned interesting, and I appreciate the offer.
That is a nice invitation. I definitely do appreciate it. I hate leaving New Hampshire. I just love it here. And next year I have to go to New York City one weekend. It happens to be the same weekend as the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, so I'm really extra hating leaving New Hampshire.
I've been thinking about taking a road trip with the fam-damily here at some point in the future, and if so, Jeremy, I'll look up to
Alaska. Well, there's only one rule on the boat for me, and that's no booze until the anchor's out for the night.
There you go.
That's a good rule.
So what else were you calling about tonight? Anything else on your mind?
Well, I was trying to get you guys maybe on the air up here. You and Alex, and both, I'm trying to get them to put on some more alternative news on this radio station up here, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get you guys or Alex or somebody
one
to
of the
come
best
on the air
can
with the guy that does the show between like 11 and 12 our time, and maybe
we're afternoon drive up there.
Or get your show on, then maybe break them in with you guys, and then
Jeremy,
maybe we can hit them hard and heavy with Alex.
Here's what I'd recommend you do. I'd recommend you go to localfaq.freetalklive.com. I know I need to figure out a better URL than that. But
okay.
localfaq.freetalklive.com, and there's a whole list of things that you can do there. It's a lot of suggestions as to how to get in touch with your local radio station and put Free Talk Live in front of them. And it's nice to hear from you. Thank you for the call tonight.
Would you guys come on for an interview?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
With the local guy here?
Yes.
Anytime. Always available for that sort of thing. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it, dude.
Yeah. Get a hold of Ian at ian@freetalklive.com for specifics on that.
They can definitely do that. And again, localfact.freetalklive.com for suggestions on getting on local talk stations. Let's talk to Larry in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Larry.
Yes. You guys were talking about earlier how it's basically a waste of time talking to people and trying to convince them of liberty and... And,
I didn't say that.
I think it was Mark that said that.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way.
I tend to agree. I've known so many people, even I used to formerly live in Texas. I had a lot of friends that were, you know, did drugs, did marijuana, and they even those people supported the police state.
The drug war. Yeah, it's amazing. People will be taking a toke off of a marijuana cigarette and say to you that, you can't make this stuff legal, man.
Oh, no, they'll say they want marijuana legal, but those other drugs, they should stay illegal. No, I see where you're coming from, and I share the frustration, but I would never say that the amount of time that I've spent talking to people about liberty down in other places, when I lived down in Sarasota, Florida, for instance, I would never say it was not worthwhile.
Because that would be saying that you wasted your time.
Oh, no, because, number one, I didn't waste my time. Number one, it helped me in my ability to communicate the ideas of freedom. If you're not out there talking about the ideas of freedom, you are not going to be able to better your communication skills and get better at persuading people to understand what liberty is and to desire it for themselves. So putting the time in and putting the effort into making yourself better is, I think, well worthwhile. Secondly, I went out and I did a lot of outreach down there in Florida, and for the most part, it felt like a waste of time. I understand why it would feel that way. However, I did uncover, a couple of diamonds, a couple of needles in the haystack as I was going through literally hundreds of people and talking about the ideas of freedom. If I hadn't been out doing the various different outreach tables that I did down south and talking to the hundreds of people that I did, Neil Connor, who's one of the activists now here in New Hampshire and one of the best ones, he may not be here, because I met him one day at the Sarasota County Fair when he was in eighth grade. Now he's graduated high school and he's here in New Hampshire.
Well, one of the things that turned me away from it was, that was a group of people I thought could actually see what's going on.
Who?
Marijuana.
The people that I was, people that were just getting thrown in jail for petty drug offenses.
Ah, yeah.
And even those people would sit there and blindly support the police and even turn themselves in when they, got caught. It just really makes me think that there's not going to be really a mass awakening in this country, see, until there's just basically economic collapse when the federal government is just can't fund any of this anymore.
Doesn't even guarantee there'll be a mass awakening. That'll just be for people a moment where they're reaching out for someone else to take care of them.
That's true, too.
So
yeah.
they may come to the conclusion that the federal government is kaputz, but at the same time, that won't necessarily lead them to, oh, yeah, we need freedom.
Right.
One does not follow the other necessarily.
It hasn't
yet.
That's
true, too. Yes, I think there might be a better chance for a mass awakening if that does ever happen, which I think we're the way this the government spending, the deficit, the outrageous debt we have, I can't see any way why it won't collapse.
Well, it may very well, and it, you know, that will certainly be a pivotal time for liberty if people know about it. However, I don't think that I would pin that on that. All the evidence from all the falls of all the empires is that liberty did not follow. And I think
true.
That an aggregated amount of people have to believe in liberty in a significant in a specific geographic area in order to make an effect there. And my question to you is, when did you sign the Free State Project?
Actually, I used to live in Houston. My wife and I moved up to Washington State about 2 years ago. I wish I would have known about it because we would have picked there, actually. We wanted to get out of the South. We just felt it was just somewhat oppressive
down
there.
It's not too late. We still have houses for sale here.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't mean you have to move today. Just go to freestateproject.org, you sign the statement of intent, and it says that you'll move when they get to 20,000. They're at 10,000 now, so it could be a year or two or three or whatever, and then it's 5 years after that. So you're only committing to move within, say, 8 years or something.
Right, right. Well, you never know. We may do it.
All right.
You should definitely
I'll tell you what is not going to happen. The federal government is not going to collapse, and then liberty is going to follow.
I believe that, too. Yeah, that's one of my biggest concerns, too. It could even be worse after that.
Sure.
The only way they can control everything is just it would be outright totalitarian.
Thanks,
Larry. Well, it will be worse because currently the federal government enjoys the Federal Reserve note, which is the world's reserve currency. So therefore, the United States is living off of inflation that is being spread out throughout the globe rather than over our nation specifically. And so when the federal government falls and you're just left with state governments and then they start issuing their own fiat currency that's backed by nothing, then you're going to really have a mess.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. Let's go briefly to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp line. Gene, you got the last 20 or 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hardly enough to say anything, but I wanted to present the fact that we already live in anarchy. A brief description would be that what we call government is a total fiction. We can demonstrate that. And what the men with guns call authority is illegitimate. It's nothing more than force over others. Since these simple men who claim they have authority can be demonstrated to be illegitimate, we therefore already live in anarchy. We're just too brainwashed to see the truth.
Thanks, James. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, and thanks for your patience. Hey, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.